You're on Texas Standard Time.
In the mid-1990s, the University of Texas at Dallas had some problems.
President at the time said that we were the least known university in Texas. We need to attract the best students. We need to make ourselves better known. We need to make connections to the community.
That's Tim Redman, who was an English professor at the time. So how do you build the reputation of a small school with limited resources like UTD? Well, Redman had an idea.
We can do that by offering scholarships to really impressive students who happen to be chess players.
Improve the school with elite chess. An unconventional plan, but not completely out of left field. Redman himself played on champion chess teams at the University of Chicago in the 70s. A few schools had tried chess scholarships, although it had only really stuck at one university in Maryland. But the UTD administration gave Redman the green light. He recruited a team of top players, and a Pan American Championship followed in just the second year.
At that point, I said, we're going to get national publicity for this. We did.
The attention paid dividends. Applicants, enrollment, average SAT scores, fundraising, everything grew. UTD was on the map. And after a while, other Texas schools took notice. The first was what was then the University of Texas Brownsville, which had long been a hotbed for scholastic chess.
Almost every school, elementary, high school, middle school, all of them have a chess program. It's amazing.
Bartek Maciej is a Polish grandmaster, the highest title in chess. He now coaches the UT Rio Grande Valley team. 650 miles northwest in Lubbock, there wasn't the same chess community to build on. In fact, there wasn't much of anything, chess-wise.
We had to buy chess sets and chess clocks and recruit players because we didn't have a single titled player at the time, so we started absolutely from scratch.
Susan Polgar is a grandmaster from Poland. She was the first chess coach at Texas Tech. She's now at Webster University near St. Louis. So by the mid-2000s, these three Texas schools were scouting and offering scholarships to elite players from all around the world. They came from Russia, Ukraine, India, Israel, Cuba, Venezuela, France, Lithuania, Croatia, all over, to play chess in Lubbock, Dallas, or Brownsville. But these three schools in Texas are now among just a half dozen in the country that offer full chess scholarships. And according to UTD's coach, Rade Milovanovich, that's created a more competitive environment than ever before.
So it's more work for me. Back in years when program starts, we have only one grandmaster. Now we have like six grandmasters.
The proof is in the trophy cases. Since the President's Cup, also called the Final Four of Chess, started in 2001, one of the Texas teams has qualified every year. Here's Tech's coach, Alex Onishuk. He's one of the best chess players in the world.
Because we have three excellent, here in Texas, excellent program. It's even hard to win the state championship. But once you win something, you know, it's you really feel that you deserve it.
All three teams met recently at a tournament in Lubbock, held high in a suite attached to Texas Tech's 60,000-seat football stadium. Competitors chat in Russian, Spanish, English, and other languages. Some watch tutorials or old matches on YouTube to warm up. Between rounds, I spoke with Prasanna Rao, a UTD graduate student from Mumbai. One of the reasons he came to UTD is to become a grandmaster, and he's just a few successful tournaments away.
I have been working on chess from the age of 6 or 7, so it's almost like getting a 15-year-old dream. It's quite important and close to my heart.
Rao is like almost all of the players at this tournament in that he actually plays less chess now than he did before coming to Texas. Joshua Ruiz is a sophomore at UTRGV, originally from Colombia.
Since I got here, I don't have the same time to train, I have to study. So, for example, my level has decreased. I mean, it's a disappointment, right? But now my priority has changed.
Making a living exclusively through chess is reserved for only a few dozen top players in the world. Although that's out of reach for virtually all collegiate players, it doesn't mean they take competition any less seriously. Pavlo Vorontsov is a tech sophomore from Ukraine.
Here in the US, there are like lots of very strong teams, and like losing is not acceptable for me.
Luckily for him, Vorontsov and his tech teammates won the tournament. They beat UTD in the final round. But an even bigger prize looms for each of them. Those two teams will meet again later this month in the 2017 Final Four. I'm Michael Marks for the Texas Standard.